Part 2, Article 51 of the New Hampshire Constitution establishes that the governor is the commander-in-chief of all the military forces of the state, including the National Guard, and the New Hampshire Constitution makes clear that the governor oversees and is responsible for public safety, particularly in times of states of emergency. The New Hampshire Constitution in Part 2, Article 49, however, states that when the governor is absent from the state, that the Senate President assumes the responsibilities for the governor. And Article 2, Part 2, Article 49 also provides for a succession if the President of the Senate isn't available. In light of the governor's constitutional duties and responsibilities, particularly in the area of public safety, what practices and procedures will you adopt and follow to assure the orderly and secure transfer of executive power if and when you are absent from the state as the governor, to assure the protection of the state and her citizens?
So, public safety is job number one, I believe, of the commander-in-chief. We do have 2,700 National Guard at our disposal. For me, as governor, what I would do is, and I think it's important across the board, is the idea of communication. And so if I were going to leave the state, which, by the way, very rarely would I leave the state, because I think it's critically important that the person who gets this job is going to do this job and stay here, not run around raising money for another race. And I have made a commitment that if I win this office, I will not run for any higher office. I will be here in the state of New Hampshire serving the people. But if for some reason I am gone, I would meet with the Senate President on a regular basis and let him know, him or her know, where I'm at, and make sure that there's constant open communication so that we are assured that public safety, the people of the state of New Hampshire, are safe, and that they know that we're in charge, we care, and we're not leaving them with no leadership. Thank you.
Mayor?
Well, let me just tell you that in the city of Manchester, that same protocol happens. I can tell you that whenever I'm leaving the city, or the state of New Hampshire, or more the state, I tell the chairman of the board that I'll be out of town. When I was the Senate President, Governor Lynch met with me and told me he was going to Europe. Told me that before he left. The day he left, the very next morning, when he was on a plane heading out, we had the Alstead floods. I was then in control. And I can tell you it's not an easy thing to do. To be at that command center, understanding how you had to move National Guards at the right time to get them from Portsmouth into Keene to help with the flooding that was there and then get them to Alstead was not an easy thing. But I can tell you that there's no reason, absolutely no reason, why you wouldn't communicate with the Senate President and tell him when you're out of state. I think, or her. It would make sense that you would do that. Now, if you told me you were going to be out of state for an hour and you were coming back in, I think that's a little bit of a different story. But even when I'm on vacation, I tell the chairman of the board that I'm on vacation. And the funny story is about Alstead, when the governor got back on the plane to fly back, he took the wrong luggage. He took his wife's luggage by mistake. And that was the standing joke that we had. And I can tell you that that vacation cost him a lot more money with his wife buying a new wardrobe.
The responsibility of commander-in-chief, is a very serious public trust. The people of the state must know that someone is in charge at all times. And I think the Constitution is just extremely clear. When the governor's out of state, you inform the Senate President, and then you follow the chain of command down. It's very clear, and I won't go into funny stories about my Democrat friends like Mayor Gatsis does, but because frankly, nothing's funny about the Alstead floods, to be very brutal about it. But you follow the chain of command. I believe in following the rules. It's not politics. It's not a game. You follow the rules, and you make sure that everybody knows the public trust is maintained.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I, too, take the responsibility of Commander-in-Chief very seriously. And I think we only have this question on the table today because our current governor has not taken that responsibility seriously and is spending more time out of state than in state and not working with and communicating on a regular basis our Senate president, which is really just a tragedy. There's another aspect of our Constitution as it relates to our National Guard as well, however. And God forbid that Hillary Clinton becomes our president, but the New Hampshire Constitution provides protections that our National Guard does not require to be deployed unless there is a declaration of war by the federal Congress. And so I will make sure that our National Guard, our New Hampshire Guard, brave men and women, are not being deployed around the world on either a junket or some police mission that someone has dreamed up.